Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Keith Overt here, broadcasting live from DeVille Square. I have in the studio with me today Carrie Fonder, who it says guest lecturer, but I got a feeling you're a bit more in depth than just a lecturer, aren't you?
Well, lecturer is technically my title, and that has to do with the number of classes that I teach.
Sure.
And ultimately what I'm assessed on as an employee.
That's what you get graded on?
Yeah, that's what I get graded on.
Is that what happens when you work at a school?
Yeah.
You still get graded, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
You do.
Very cool.
In a multitude of ways.
Some you're just not even comfortable with, I'm sure. So,
that's another story.
Yeah, right. Department of Art, University of West Florida.
Yes.
Which obviously is a huge player in town here. And
yes.
You're new to the area, so welcome.
Thank you so much.
We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
We've sucked you in and now you will stay. UWF's does so many different things. Mm-hmm. And I know this and our listeners know this because they're in the building here with us for the innovation stuff.
Yeah.
And so we're always kind of hearing the stories of what's going on. But when I saw this press thing go out, I thought, what a really cool project. And starving artists need a voice.
We do.
And I can be the voice. And you're going to help me do that.
Sounds good.
So let's tell everybody why you're here. Let's tell everybody what this project is and how it got here and what you guys have been doing.
Okay. So the project in question is Before I Die Wall. And the Before I Die Wall started as a project that was created by Candy Chang. She is a New Orleans-based artist.
Yay, Nola.
Yeah.
That's another reason you like it here, isn't it? It's a short trip away.
Oh, honestly, I've already taken advantage of that. I'm not going to lie. So she is a New Orleans-based artist. And basically what happened with her is that she lost someone very dear to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was processing her grief. And through processing her grief, she decided to do a community-based participatory art project.
Yeah.
And what she did was found there was an abandoned building in her community. And she, of course, got permission. And essential.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Sure.
And then painted the side of it with chalkboard paint. And then from there, stenciled it with the phrase, before I die, with spray painted,
mm-hmm.
before I die, and then a blank. And then left baskets of colored chalk out. And apparently what happened was after completing it, within 24 hours, the entire side of the building was populated with
That's awesome.
Sentiments that, you know, what from completely whimsical to heartfelt and serious.
The human connection is profound in so many ways.
Absolutely.
I can imagine some of the statements on there were funny, sad.
Yes.
Oh my God, I've totally done that. You know, that kind of, those kinds of things.
Absolutely.
So what is this something that is going to, I've seen other things like this. I've seen other YouTube videos and stuff where people have left chalkboards in places. And I don't know if they use those exact words but it was some kind of, you know, thought provoking statement. And then you sit and watch the time lapse for 2 days and millions of people who know, I guess some probably know they're being watched, some don't know, but it's amazing what happens when you leave somebody to their own creative endeavors.
Absolutely. So basically, Chang created this platform as her own work. And then she did a TED Talk on it,
mm-hmm.
which is absolutely wonderful. And from there, it just gained in popularity and more and more people became aware of it. And people reached back to her and asked if they could recreate a version of her work in their community. So since its inception, which I believe was like five, 6 years
we'll
ago.
Ask Google when we're done.
Yeah.
It's great. No problem. My research team's out today.
But since its inception, there has been at least 1,000 walls worldwide.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So they're everywhere at this point. And consequently, people have also done remixes where, like you said, if it wasn't the exact phrase, mm-hmm. before I die, it was.
Well, I want for dinner tonight is, you know, or I think I did see that one somewhere. What do I want for lunch? I think somebody got bored with.
That's interesting.
What they were eating, and one just wanted some other ideas. So I hope that doesn't degrade this in any way, but
no, but
I think the concept itself is awesome.
Well, so, and I don't think it degrades it, because I think it has to do with connection, and connection can happen in so many different ways.
Yeah.
And sometimes it is these grand, like, I want to, one of my students wrote, I want to save a life. Sometimes it's that kind of stuff, but sometimes it is like, hey, what is that on your plate for lunch today? That's really interesting. Oh, you learned to make that through your great grandma.
Yeah. Or I'm the guy that said, can I take a picture of that one real quick? Cause it'll look better on my Facebook page than what I ordered for lunch, kind of thing, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So does UWF, do you have a big space to do this? Is this something that may happen? Am I putting them on stage by asking you?
Oh no. So it's happened. So, what happened was, there's a series of events, but basically, I'll take you to the beginning. I am teaching.
It's always a good place to start, by the way.
Otherwise, I know I'm going to circle around the point, right, and eventually we'll go back to the start, and everyone will be completely confused.
And then you're finished.
Right. Maybe. So, basically what happened is that I am, as my job as a lecturer, I have two units of art appreciation that I teach. And art appreciation is a general education course. So what that means is they give me anywhere between 50 and 80 gen ed students in a classroom. These poor humans are they've been given to me for an hour.
I've been given a lecturer.
Now what do we do? So, and it's one of the requirements. It's not, there's a variety of options that they have, but it's one of the possible requirements to fulfill a humanities elective. Mm-hmm. So I have students, none of them are art majors. They are all different sorts of majors. And they're like, okay, this sounds fairly painless. I can take this.
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever the reasoning is for signing up for a class that's related to art. So that's where it began. And knowing that, and knowing who my population was and was not, I really wanted to try to build in something that was going to be really meaningful to my students. You know, we can lecture, and we do lecture. But beyond that, I wanted them to have some kind of high impact practices where they could do something that was more engaged learning.
Sure.
So that was the start of it.
Imagine that, an interactive educational experience. Who would have thought that that actually works?
Well, and Candy Cheng just made it so easy for us.
Yeah.
So basically, I start out by sharing the first day of class, or the second day of class, I share Candy Cheng's TED Talk. And as
like, cool, we're watching videos. It's just like high school all over again.
Some of the kids are really, apparently, they've seen a lot of TED Talks.
Yeah, because some students, I have the app on my phone. I love them. It's sometimes the subjects, I don't really even care. It's just, they're impactful.
Yeah.
They're short. They're full of knowledge. And honestly, the subjects are always, oh, I had no idea that I was interested in that, but that's cool.
I agree. Absolutely. Yeah. Some of my students are a little more jaded than that about TED Talks.
Yeah.
Who knew?
They're not listening to it the right way then.
but with Candy Cheng's, everyone gets hooked really quickly and easily. It's this beautiful process, and she's emotional through, she shares it in a beautiful way.
Yeah.
And you can just see how heartfelt it is. So the first thing that this project does for us is, after the video ends, we talk about what art is and what art can be. And it's not me saying it. I open it up for a conversation.
Sure.
Because I think one of the things that happens is that for people who don't have an interest in art or a background in art, our idea of art, you know, can be hard boiled down to, okay, it's a painting, we hang it on the wall, it's a sculpture, it's made of, you know, terracotta, or it's made of stone, or, you know, we have these pretty specific ideas about what delineates art. So opening up this conversation after showing them a video that most of them respond really positively to, suddenly they're really looking for ways to make connections about art that transcend those common, you know, materials and processes. So they're talking about, well, no, art is about idea. It's about, you know, people's reflections. It's about people's engagement. And so they start to have this bigger conversation about the function of art and the ways that art can be made. So it starts that way and opens from there. And then, of course, there's that other component that came down the road later this semester when we were actually able to make our own walls. And
yeah.
then students are, you know, their usual learning teams that they're working with, you know, to discuss artworks in the classroom. Suddenly people are delegating who's going to, ours were not painted. They were spray painted, but the boards were covered with vinyl chalkboard vinyl. So it was like adhesive contact paper, basically, chalkboard surface.
Yeah.
So they're, you know, coming up with who's going to work in those teams and who's going to do this and who's going to get it smooth and, you know, delegating amongst themselves. And it became a completely different kind of engagement for, through the process.
Sure. It's like an art of team building.
It absolutely is.
I can imagine just this couple hours a day where you just sort of break into this mass consciousness discussion of, there really is no definition of art other than it is art, and almost anything could be art, right? Because it's all in the perception of how you feel you relate to it.
Well, that's a really big conversation. I'm going to have to schedule another interview to discuss
I might have to be assigned a lecturer. So, so where to now? I mean, are they permanent pieces that stay, or were they moving? Are we going to travel or?
Yeah. So what happened basically is, I've been talking to the folks down at Voices of Pensacola, mm-hmm. the Multicultural Center, and they very graciously loaned us some panels that they use for display, down in their space. So they delivered them on up to mm-hmm. UWF, to the art department. We worked on them. We got our spray painting done. And they were on display in the Center for Fine and Performing Arts at UWF mm-hmm. for a handful of weeks. And then Voices came up. They collected them. And this has just happened. And now they're moving back down to Voices. And they'll be on display there, I believe, through the end of May.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I think you'd think of lots of buildings in this town that could probably...
Yeah.
Dedicate a left or right wall for
sure.
you guys. Because, I mean, honestly, what a cool thing to have.
Yeah.
You know, that probably just sparks infinite possibilities of thought and conversation.
Absolutely.
So I can tell it's affected you.
It has.
Probably more than you maybe expected it to.
That's absolutely true.
In that, yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Can you share with us some of the most profound statements that you saw or...
Yeah.
Has the subject always been before I die, or was it like before I eat this cheeseburger? You know what I mean? Like, do any of the students be like, well, can we do a different subject, or are all the boards before I die?
For ours, they were all before I die. And they were, I think that in the future we would consider different iterations mm-hmm. of it, having experienced this one once. But everyone was really interested in continuing that involvement and being part of that, you know, 1,000+ boards worldwide.
Sure.
So, tracking back.
Yeah. Yeah.
some of the things that students have shared, as I mentioned previously, one student said they wanted to save a life. One, you know, some people talked about finding inner peace, mm-hmm. traveling the world. One of the funny ones was that someone wanted to kiss a robot.
All right. I think. I hope the Innovation Institute's listening. Maybe you can help facilitate that, monetize it. There's got to be something here, I'm sure. You know?
There was another one that I thought was particularly funny is someone wants to marry Michelle Obama.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then someone else decided to retweet that by pointing an arrow to it and writing the word retweet, which I thought
nice.
Was quite funny.
Very cool. There you go.
That we get to retweet in chalk.
You are breaking all kinds of ground here. Very right. cool. Were there some, and I guess you're going to just really need to go and see it for those, because there's probably, I mean, how many statements can you fit on one of these boards?
Well, we had, let me think back. We had about 8 lines per board, and then we had 20 sides.
Yeah.
So, but then people just filled in the margins and, you know,
it's kind of like you start signing the yearbook and you got the one friend that takes up the whole page.
Right. Exactly.
And you're like, dude, and then you find all these really cool messages in on the side.
Yep, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's room for a lot, and it'll be interesting, I think, to see what happens in terms of, you know, our population at UWF and how people have engaged with it there and to see how things will evolve as it moves to new locations and different kinds of, you know, community members are able to engage with it.
I think it'd really be really cool just to see random chalkboards pop up anywhere with, it's almost like the sort of that shared space sort of concept.
Absolutely.
Whether it's that subject or not.
Yeah.
Here's a great way to just get some ideas out, creativity.
Yeah.
We'll call it art, but that's, you know, and then you just, I don't know. I it's hard to explain what you're connecting on such a bigger level at that point.
Well, and it does something interesting for a space. So what in the Center for Fine and Performing Arts, that the space that it was in was, you know, kind of our main central corridor. Where it would be the lobby for the theaters. And when events aren't going on as an instructor in that building, you know, it's a passageway.
Sure.
It's, you know, it's adjacent to the photocopier, things right. like that. So it totally enriches those spaces. Then it became a destination where I'd want to go and check in and I'd watch people linger. And, you know, we would joke or, you know, point out different ones to one another, even, you know, people that you didn't previously know. It would give you this occasion for, hey, have you seen this one? This is really funny.
You know, and I'm not trying to degrade at all, but it's that you all know that you've stood in a bathroom stall 2 seconds longer than you should have because of some weird message on the board.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. I could totally get that. It's capturing, you know, in sometimes some of the oddest spots.
Right. But if you were in the bathroom stall, it'd be really weird to share it with the person next
to
you.
This is true.
Hey, you got to come see this.
This is true. But it's, I guess that's the, apparently I have bad ways to try to relate really big concepts here, but
no, that's perfect.
I think it'd be really cool. And if this happens, you can totally have credit for it. But if somebody took the 17th Avenue bridge and chalkboard and painted it and maybe underneath the actual bridge wrote the subject.
Yeah.
And then hopefully some people could refrain themselves from painting over it for a couple of days and see what happens.
That would be amazing.
I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
I think there's your thesis for your next lecturing class. So I do. I think when this came across and I saw it and I thought, man, what a great idea. And as you start going through some of the other things, you're right. It's something you have to experience.
Thanks. Yeah, it really is. It was really, and you know, you asked me about the, how I benefited from it or, you know, how much I enjoyed it or something to that effect. And the truth is that part of that came from what students wrote and getting this little glimpse into the student population that I wouldn't otherwise. But the other part of it really did have to do with that community building thing. It's like it happens in such an organic way and it happens from, you know, from the beginning and making it through the completed project. It just like it continues to evolve and definitely did, you know, did a great job at building communities.
I think there's another piece too. At least I know that I found when I was seeing some of this stuff is you do a whole lot of self-reflection.
Yeah.
Which some people don't do enough of.
Absolutely.
But there's some things that people would write that maybe you're not proud of that you've done or that you could relate to, or maybe you are proud of that you've done that you could relate to. But there's always this, there's the guy in the crowd that's like, oh, I'm going to keep walking. And then there's the one that's like, oh, I totally done that. Kind of, you know, so there's got to be some form of another piece of the connection. But that just that I was like, oh, well. You're totally analyzing your last life and you're thinking as you go over this huge board of stuff.
Yeah.
Did I do this? You know?
So when you have an opportunity to engage the wall, what are you going to write?
I don't know. I don't, because now I feel like it has to be like even more profound than, you know, a cheeseburger for dinner. But I don't know. But I definitely have to give it some thought now.
Yeah.
So this is, and I took my kids to paint the 17th Avenue Bridge and sort of do that. And art's always been big in my life and I want it to be big in theirs. But that happens where you're like, oh, you just want to, let's just go and do something. But we got there with all kinds of spray paint. We sat there for like an hour and a half thinking, oh, we've got to do something just grand, you know?
Right.
And so the kids made some really cool stuff in like 5 minutes and they're like, okay, I'm done. And I sat there forever trying to figure out what, you know, masterpiece to create. And it didn't need to be that, but yeah, so now I don't know what I'm going to write. I feel like I'll have to let the pressure die down for a minute, but
that's the adult condition, right?
I know. Like, yeah.
Kids can engage and participate in such a fluid way. And then
now I'm like, I've got to write the one statement that changes the entire world. Okay, go.
Well, you know? I'll tell you what I told my students, because I did have some students who had the same thing. Sure. They're like, oh, I don't know what to write.
Paralysis by analysis, or whatever. Yeah.
I reminded them that it was a chalkboard and they could change it every day.
Mm-hmm.
So just erase yesterday's. If yesterday's doesn't resonate today, just erase it.
Yeah.
Put something else down.
And I'm like, man, now I got to think about 3 days of this stuff. You know, but yeah, how cool. So, okay. So if somebody wants to go see it now, where do we send them?
So it will be, it's in the process. Like I said, it just is in the process of relocating from UWF to Voices.
Oh, so it's like on the back of your truck, right?
No.
Like,
it wouldn't fit on the Kia Soul.
Yeah, so. Okay. That'd be a great commercial for them, wouldn't it? Kia, please contact if you'd like. No. So, okay. So they're moving it now,
uh-huh.
And it will be how long till it takes a minute to set up? I'm sure.
Soon.
That deadline was not written on the chalkboard, so we're not sure. I got you. And then you keep planning to just keep doing and adding to this?
Well, we'll see what happens. Basically, it's going to be up at Voices, like, I believe through the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been talking to the education director at Voices, and she's interested in, you know, looking at future engagement. So basically, I think this one will... ultimately, the vinyl will be removed and it'll be returned to its original state so that Voices can do, you know, a variety of things with their museum panels. But definitely, going into my next semester, it's basically the gauntlet has been thrown down and I now have to figure out a way when my students say, hey, take that class with Carrie because
you're going to do this really cool chalkboard thing, right?
Yeah. Now I need to show up with something.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, and I guess that's what I was asking. I mean, is this something that you would think, I mean, that you're thinking about doing multiple semesters with?
Absolutely. I think, like I said, we could either do another iteration of the wall, because I think the wall, the engagement with the wall varies according to where it's located.
Sure.
And it gives different kinds of opportunities and different kind of placemaking opportunities, depending upon where it's located.
Yeah.
But then also there's the opportunity for just doing an iteration on a theme, like you said, where you can talk about different ideas or things that might be relevant even to the location that it's situated in.
Yeah. Yeah.
So absolutely. I'd love to do
very
more.
Very cool. So go take the chalkboard lecturing class. That's not fair. I'm just kidding. So, but you know, because to some people, this is a far out concept of education. And those were quotation marks for those that weren't watching or listening or whatever. But, you know, I could see, like you were saying, yes, we're going to do this and you're going to write a statement on a chalkboard, but the education, for lack of a better word, that happens through the conversations or through the being is, you can't get that in a textbook. You just can't.
I mean, part of it, it's, you know, of course, there's the group project element of it.
Mm-hmm.
And a joke for our students who are like, oh, I can't stand group projects. We're like, everything you do in your life is going to be a group project.
Get used to it. There is 6 billion something people here on this planet. We're all in a group project.
All the time.
All day long. Even if you're the one guy over in the corner.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. So part of it is really that kind of engagement. And then, I mean, there's just so many different levels to it. But yeah, it is a different kind of practice. And I think that in education, you know, we talk about high impact learning practices. And those are so critical because if you think back to your education, you know, you're not going to think about the days that you sat in the classroom and were reading from the textbook or there was a dry lecture going on. You're going to think about the day you had, you know, I don't know what the back in the day.
Yeah.
It was like the field day that we got to go out to the swamp and, you know, do X, Y, and Z or
blow stuff up or the potato gun in science lab.
Those more engaged activities that really make an impression, and yet you're having fun, so your brain is open in a different way, and you're able to...
You retain so much more information.
Yeah.
You really do.
Because years later, you can still reflect on it, and it takes you back to that moment and takes you back to the information that came out of it, or the understanding, you know, maybe for the project, the Before I Die Wall project, it might be not be that, like, tidbit of information, but a more nuanced understanding of community engagement and art and, you know, potentials.
Yeah. And I would think relating life experience through, yeah. you know, vicariously through others.
Connection. Yeah. I mean, connection is huge, especially, you know, with our phones and texting and, you know, things
all
like
those
that.
Things that really stop the human connection. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, they're connecting us and they're disconnecting yeah. us. And this is a different kind of, you know, it's a different kind of way to connect. And it's funny that then, of course, you know, students brought it to the technology realm with retweeting it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's the vicious cycle, right? Yeah. Very cool.
It's all informing.
We'll start walking around with chalk pads, you know, and you just carry one with you with a different subject for the day and just see if people walk up. And
I bet you'd meet a lot of friends.
Yeah. I'm throwing all these ideas out there because I'm sure at some point somebody from UWF student's going to listen and say, that's a great idea. Watch, in 2 weeks, you're going to see the iChalk. You know what I mean?
That's awesome.
What a great idea. So, did we miss anything or is there any other information that we need to get to people?
I don't think so. I think
go listen to you lecture.
Yeah. I think this has been a great conversation. Thank you.
I hope so. I practice a lot. I know you're doing all your teachings and stuff in the classroom and all that, but have you done any of the public, and I don't mean public speaking, but have you approached any forums or groups and gone outside of the classroom to sort of have some of these conversations with other people?
You're the first.
Fantastic. I'd like you to remember that when you start making money. No, but I think because I find subjects like this, and I think once people start seeing it around town,
yeah.
it's going to end up being bigger than it is now.
That would
in
be
so
wonderful.
Many ways. So, but I'm very moved by it. So maybe I'm biased, but this is going to work.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay. So that's it. Thanks for hanging out with us today.
It's been
you
a pleasure.
Can go back to lecturing now. So, guys, you can find us at Pcola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Pcola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us at Pensacola.BusinessRadioX.com. Thank you again for coming in today.
Thank you.
This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.